All right, we're speaking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer on our program today. And hey, welcome back to the UP.
Thanks, Jack. Good to be with you.
Well, I guess we'll start off by talking about some of the priorities you have in mind for the Upper Peninsula if you do get a second term, you know, particularly with the economy, because we certainly have different needs up here than in many places, the metro areas.
No question. And, you know, the greatest thing about this state is there are so many wonderful communities, but they are not all the same. They do not all have the same needs, and that's why it's been really important to stay focused on what is going to make a difference for folks in the Upper Peninsula. Repealing the retirement tax would save 18,000 families in the UP an average of $1,000 a year and put millions back into our local economy. Cutting taxes for working families, like tripling the earned income tax credit, would be a combined tax refund of about $3,000 for 17,000 working families in the UP, more than $50 million back in people's pockets. And we have really dramatically improved our outlook in terms of skills so people can get into better paying jobs. And when we increase the number of working age adults with skills certificate or college degree and get to our 60 by 30 goal, that makes Michigan a place where every person is a path to skills that'll get them into a good paying job. But I think, you know, our investments around education have set us up to take it to the next level and ensure that our kids are, you know, we're in the top 10 for literacy. And I want to make sure that manufacturing continues to build out all across our state. I think these are investments that are we've seen going to other countries, and we're onshoring manufacturing again into North America, but specifically into Michigan, and some phenomenal stuff going on UP, and we want to expand on that too.
You know, deer hunting season is underway here for archery, and of course, firearms right around the corner. And let's talk about House Bill 6354. Why'd you veto that? There's some people saying, well, people are going to be charged with a criminal offense if they don't report harvesting a deer within 72 hours.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's important that we work together to make sure that we got common sense laws on the books. And we know that with, you know, all sorts of folks enjoying our great outdoors and hunting, it's a wonderful tradition. It's an important part of our economy. But we want to make sure that we've got laws on the books that make sense. And I'll negotiate. I'm always happy to sit down with different groups with different perspectives. But we thought that this was the right thing to do at this moment.
What do you say to someone who plans to vote against you? Because, you know, you want to obviously get as many votes as possible. And, you know, say, hey, the governor shut my business down, kept my kid out of school. You know, people, governor, who are still upset with you over your decisions during the pandemic.
Well, I understand. You know, it's been a hard few years. Every single one of us has been through a lot. I think about, you know, the investments that we've made to help get our kids back on track, you know, with the historic investments in public education, wrapping our kids with mental health support, supporting our teachers who are, you know, arguably some of the most important jobs in our society. We have made record investments on all of these fronts. We also have delivered a lot of support to small businesses, and we're seeing the best small business growth in Michigan that we've seen in 23 years. But what does this really mean for the average person? Well, these investments translate to kids who are prepared and are on a path to prosperity. It translates into an economy that is built for future generations. It translates into our work that we're doing to protect our water. The whole world is envious of the Great Lakes, and we've got a duty to make sure that we protect them for our own use and for future generations. And so I understand that people are exhausted. I understand that this has been a frustrating couple of years. Trust me, I feel it too. And yet, we got to stay focused on solving problems, finding areas where we can do good work together and make Michigan a place for future generations to thrive too.
Is it sustainable, Governor, when that federal money runs out? A lot of the things you've talked about were supported with a lot of the infusion of federal funds, including a lot of our budget surplus. Is it sustainable when that money runs out?
You know, my folks always told me, don't spend what you don't have. And we have really put our fiscal house in order. We've paid down billions of state debt that were accumulated by my predecessors. We have amassed a record rainy day fund. We've gotten our credit rating upgraded in the middle of all these crises we've had to navigate. And because of that, we delivered the largest investment in fundamentals in our state history, whether it is infrastructure or it is skills or it is education or public safety. We've done that, and we've been fiscally responsible. We've left $7 billion on the balance sheet. And so we have the budgets that we believe can sustain the ups and downs of unpredictable future economies. And we've been really smart about getting our fiscal house in order on top of it. And that's why I think we can still do a retirement tax repeal. We can still give working families relief through tripling the earned income tax credit. So we built budgets that are responsible, make historic investments, and put us in a position to do more.